welcome India's ambitious campaign to vaccinate our vast population against COVID-19 and in the process cement also India's reputation as a manufacturer and innovator just moved into fifth gear. We are 1 week into protecting our most vulnerable. From the 1st of March, India began vaccinating those above 60 years of age and vulnerable groups with comorbidities aged above 45. Estimated to be about 20% of India's 1.3 billion population. And tonight, we've put together a special We the People. NDTV will bring you stories of senior citizens from around the country who have taken the vaccine. This week, we've heard our most vulnerable share how doctors and medical staff went out of their way to handle them with care and tremendous kindness. From walk-ins to online registration, seniors have found themselves welcomed and safeguarded at government and private hospitals across India. And it's a story, a success story, really, that the world is watching, the world will be watching. And tonight, let's bring you some first-hand accounts from India's elders and pay tribute to the heroism and the commitment of our medical workers. On the show tonight, first, two women who need no introduction. We have Nafisa Ali, actor, and Rini Simon Khanna, former Indian newscaster, the iconic voice behind the Delhi Metro. Nafisa Ali, to you first. Nafisa, I think you're 64. You were diagnosed with stage 3 ovarian and peritoneal cancer in 2018. You were declared cancer-free last year. And just as you were declared cancer-free, you get a second lease of life and then this pandemic strikes. Oof, the irony there. But Nafisa Ali, have you taken the vaccine? What was your experience? What did your doctors advise you, given your medical history?
Well, my doctors who are super specialists in the field were very keen that I should take it because they themselves have taken it. To be very honest, there's a lot of doubt in the minds of people whether this is good for you or bad for you. But my doctors have assured me for the safety of life and a safer world, it needs to be done. So therefore, as I call it, I don't want to be the weak link, which is why I finally accepted and I took it day before yesterday. And I'm in Goa, so I was wondering where I should go because distances are so great. But I must say the Goa administration has done a very fine job because in the little primary healthcare centers, they have set up COVID vaccination centers. Mm. So it's actually a very easy, seamless confidence building style of functioning that is there. No lines, nothing. You just arrive at the primary health center. You sit on a chair. Within 10 minutes, they call you inside. They take down your details. They send you into the nursing chamber. And then they give you the vaccination. And then you go to the doctor's room where there are a few more patients, vaccinated elders sitting. And we all sit for half an hour after the doctor told me not to talk because I was talking. I felt like I was in school with my teacher saying, shoo, shoo. And then we all left with our little certificate. But there is one point I don't understand is why the certification should have the Prime Minister's photograph on it. I object to that because we're doing it for the nation. We're not doing it for political PR.
As you said, you didn't want to be the weak link, and that's why you have done that. So, Nafisa, clearly the doctor, nobody can tell you to shush. That's not going to happen. But, you know, let me ask you, being treated for cancer is extremely challenging. And doctors say that, in a sense, you know, the only antidote or the chance of recovery depends on a positive attitude and a fighting spirit. But a lot of that for a patient emerges from having a support structure, family, friends, loved ones around you, which really, you know, was restricted this whole year. And yeah. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because many have been, of our seniors, our grandparents, our loved ones have had to endure that this year.
It's been, you know, the elders have really deteriorated being almost prisoners in their home and circumstances. Because luckily for me, I had come to Goa in December when lockdown happened. I was here for a month and stayed. I've stayed, and I'm still here. It's been a year. I feel secure in the openness of how responsible I feel as a citizen and how the people are here. But you know, as an elder, we need love and support. That is so important. The world is suffering on this account. Mm. Elders are pretty much left to themselves, and that is tragic for health and well-being and positivity. Because if you can't get out and you're sitting at home, I think in lockdown, it's with no exercise or motivation or nothing. It's a very tragic. I also went through it because I was under treatment and medicine. My medicines ran out. Luckily for me, friends chipped in and the army helped out, and they brought my medicines here. Food ran out because, you know, the country was shut down in 4 hours.
Correct.
The entire country. I mean, I don't know how we could have done that to our people. And even in where I live in the village in Goa, there was no food. Everything, shacks, shops, everything shut down. It was actually a very a tragic situation that we were all thrust under. This could have been done a little more with a little more grace and planning, so that the migrant population, laborers, people, travelers, state-wise, who were just put into a situation which was tragic, could have been avoided, I think. But now we are over that, and now we are in the vaccine stage.
Yes.
There are plenty.
We are, as you put it, encouraging people. It's a confidence building measure, and we need to come forward and not be the weak link or the chink in the chain. Thank you, Nafisa. Rini Simon Khanna, you're a COVID survivor. You contracted COVID this year, so you have taken the vaccine. What has your doctor said, that you should take the vaccine even if you've had COVID?
Well, I don't know about the doctors, but Sarah, as you mentioned, I had the COVID in November of last year, and it was very tough, and I had home quarantined. I did not go to a hospital, and I did my recuperation at home, and it was very tough. It was very tough to survive that. I had a mild case, but I had the good fortune of sharing that experience with my brother, who lives in Italy, and the entire family had contracted COVID in March of 2020. I was able to learn from their experience and do the cure at home and get myself out of COVID. Having survived COVID, I understand today how important it is for you to get your vaccination. So I for all those people who are doubters, and who are sitting on a fence wondering, should we get the vaccine? Is the vaccine effective, etc.? I think you need to stop doing that. Just get yourself the vaccine, because you need to be protected. And right now, you have no protection. The way this disease has spread all over the world, it's just impossible for you to be able to protect yourself. You could be sitting at home and get the COVID. You don't have to go anywhere.
Sure, and there are many people who've been very strictly following the, SOPs and precautions and staying at home, and they've still managed somehow to contract it. But Rini Simon, you also, your parents also got vaccinated. Your father joins us, Wing Commander Samuel Simon. Wing Commander Simon, how was your vaccine, your experience with taking the vaccine?
Sarah, I had booked with a hospital nearby me. I stay in Sector 61, Noida. And when I found that hospital nearby me, where a very close friend of mine, Colonel Satish, is a doctor. So I decided to book there. And we went to my office, booked it for me, an appointment. And we went there. We had, when we reached there, we had a little problem, because there were so much of crowd there and a lot of overbooking. The counter told me that, sir, we are overbooked and there are a lot of people in front of you. But since Satish told me that he has also have taken care of it and I am registered, so I just contacted that person. Unfortunately, my son came along with me because Mary, my wife, needs a wheelchair if we have to move around. So my son came along and he did all the paperwork. There's a lot of running around required for this. Maybe in the initial stages, it will get sorted out later. But a lot of running around, and that this hospital is in two level. One is on the first floor, one is the basement. The vaccination is taking place in the basement. So we have to go up to pay, go up to do this and all that. But Ronnie did all that running around. And fortunately, Satish has come in as great help. The once we contacted that boy, he said, sir, it is booked for you. Please wait.
So yet, there were practical hurdles that you faced on the ground, and this will all have to be worked out. Simple things like you're saying, maybe have them on the same floor where senior citizens don't have to go up and down or get into a lift where, you know, in your closed space, touching buttons, etc. You said, so ma'am, your wife, Mary, right? Rini, your mom's name is Mary. Ma'am, you didn't get the vaccine?
She did. You can answer that. You got the vaccine.
Okay, so you both got the vaccine, even though ma'am's in a wheelchair.
We both got the vaccine.
Now, so you have not seen your family, your daughter, you've not seen Rini, your grandkids for a year. Do you plan to see them now that you've been vaccinated, or are you planning to wait for the second jab? How has life changed for you? What changes?
Sarah, 1 year was a great problem here. My daughter has never had an occasion that she didn't visit us. We stay in Noida, she stay in Vasant Kuch, but there's not an occasion where I couldn't meet my own daughter. And we are a hugging family. when she had managed to come after all this lockdown and Noida border opened, and then you had a temperature check and then you could, when she comes, you know, I put out my hand and then I hold it back, because we can't hug each other. She's wearing a mask. I'm wearing a mask. Now, it was terrible. It was terrible. But we followed it in letter and spirit. 100 times washing hands. We did not want to get COVID. And we fought it as we can fight it, as the book says. Fortunately, it is over, almost over now, well, let's hope so. And even now, Rini came over, we didn't hug.
Well, Wing Commander, your Air Force background is clearly showing you're a man of discipline all the way to the end. Even your daughter's love is not going to make you break that and break that discipline. But I'm sure you're looking forward to a really warm bear hug with Rini. But here you see all of these senior citizens doing their bit, not just to protect themselves, but also pitching in India's fight against the spread of the coronavirus. Let's get in some of our audience members. We have Dr. Madhu Handa joining us. Doctor, you're a medical director at the Mulchand Hospital in the national capital. The elderly have accounted for 70% of mortalities across the world. Yet, older people tolerate the vaccine better than younger people?
Yes. From what our experience has been and what our observation has been, yes, even for the healthcare workers and even in the general public, we are observing that, yes, the older people handle or do better with the vaccine. When we were vaccinating our healthcare workers, especially the younger resident doctors, I know these resident doctors used to get high fever and cough, mini COVID-like symptoms, but they used to get better 2 days maximum. But yes, all the senior doctors tolerated it much better.
Fascinating. Really fascinating. All right, let's...
Most of us had, you know, chills and body aches. I didn't have even fever. Just one crocin in the first dose and one crocin in the second dose. I have got two doses, so I have been fully vaccinated at the
Fascinating, because, you know, they say the immune system also ages along with you. All right. Thank you, doctor. We have Avni Singh joining us, 24-year-old entrepreneur, CEO of Spice Health, daughter of Ajay Singh, the chairman of India's second largest airline, SpiceJet, a family business that, of course, was affected by the lockdown because air travel globally was the first to be hit in the pandemic. Avni, thank you. Your paternal grandparents, I think grandmother lives in the same home as you, right?
Yes, so they have been vaccinated. They got vaccinated a couple of days ago in the second phase of the vaccination. They had a completely seamless experience, very convenient, and they were certainly looking forward to the jab. They wanted it far sooner if it would have been possible. And I think them getting vaccinated was a huge relief, not only for them, but I think more for us, for the ones who have been going to office for a long time now. It's a huge sense of relief to not come home and be nervous about potentially infecting them, because I think the biggest concern with COVID is not infecting someone like me who's young, but then me potentially being a carrier and infecting someone who may not recover as quickly.
Absolutely. Well, talking about grandparents, you know, Avni, the one lesson grandparents would like to pass on to their grandchildren, given that they've seen life, given their life experiences, it's probably that life is long, right? It's a marathon. There will be ups and there will be downs, and learning to be resilient is the key. Learning how to pivot. Those are the ones who actually survive. So in October, in the middle of this pandemic, you actually quit your job to start a company, Spice Health. Tell us a little bit about that.
That is correct. So I was working at a consulting firm last year after coming back from the US, where I was studying before that. And I did intend to work at the consulting firm for a little bit longer. But I think the situation was getting so bad and cases were increasing so rapidly. And it was pretty clear that in a city like Delhi, the capital city, testing capacity wasn't high enough. And we weren't testing enough people, especially an RT-PCR test as opposed to an antigen test. So it was getting difficult to control the pandemic. So in November of last year, I came up with a model of a mobile laboratory to be able to offer affordable and scalable testing across the city. At the time, tests were offered for 2,400 rupees, and we made them available for 499 rupees, which of course was a big shift and allowed for a lot more testing in the budget that the government did have. Now, Delhi is conducting with us about 20,000 tests in one day. And I truly believe that that has been one of the main reasons, testing is one of the main reasons that Delhi has managed to control its cases the way that it has. Because we can quickly test, quickly trace and identify those infected and then isolate them. So this company did start in November of last year, and we've come a long way since. We are now in Maharashtra, Kerala, Uttarakhand, and expanding quickly to be able to test people for COVID as quickly as we can and isolate them until they then get the vaccine.
And Avni, lastly, you know, being an entrepreneur is not easy. Guessing you had to be out and about, working, setting things up. You didn't have the luxury of being able to stay in and stay secure, given the stage that your, you know, business was at. How did COVID impact you? I mean, did you need to stay away from your grandparents, for whom access to family and grandkids really is the antidote to aging?
I think it was difficult. It was challenging. And, you know, never before, especially in an Indian household, have you thought about maintaining a distance from your grandparents or trying to stay away to protect them or for their own safety. Or, you know, you've never really told them, don't go out and don't, you know, be a little careful. So I think for mental health to be stuck at home, especially for them when we are going out, and then for us to come home and try to maintain a little bit of a distance, is definitely not natural. It's not something that comes naturally. And it has been challenging, but I think it is what you need to do to stay safe. And we've all found innovative ways to, you know, still maintain that contact and to still sit at a distance and talk and to be able to play games and so on. But I think that now with the coming of the vaccine, you know, and with more and more testing, hopefully we can control the pandemic soon and life will be back to normal even for them sooner rather than later.
Whatever the new normal is. Thank you so much, Avni Singh, for joining us. And let's, Dr. Deepak Raheja, Director and Chief Psychiatrist at Hope Care India. So the vaccine, really, you've heard all these stories, whether it's Nafisa, whether it's Rini or Avni here. So the vaccine for senior citizens, really a shot of hope, because some of the most critical aspects of well-being would be simple things like a daily walk. All of that has come to a standstill because of the lockdown and social isolation. And what does that mean for, you know, the onset of dementia and age-specific diseases?
So, Sara, year 2020 has been very tough for most of us, for all of us. It has shown life and changed life in many facets and many dimensions. And needless to mention, the most pronounced effects have been seen in the elderly, because small things, small chores, going for a daily walk, just being out, communicating, like the wing commander was so beautifully saying, we are a family of hugs, you know, at that age. Hugs are so important, the touch is so important, and being deprived of all of that really meant not just distress, but a lot of psychological turbulence, a lot of, markers of anxiety that we have seen, increase in incidence of depression, dysthymia, long-drawn depression, subsyndromal depression. So it's been a tough year for the elderly. And I see this vaccine not only for the preventive work that it will do by virtue of its action, but also in terms of psychogenic markers, in terms of the shot of hope, as you call it, it's going to be a boon. It's going to be a ray of hope where they will now be able to restore to their normal life. The hugs and touches will come back. They will be able to start going for their walks, and life will start coming back to normal. So, when we say placebo effect, the placebo effect in certain medicine does not just work out of nowhere. There are psychogenic markers. So as much as this vaccine will protect the elderly and the others who are taking it, it's also going to mediate through various markers which are going to lower the processes of inflammation in the body, increasing the immunity response. So I think the ray of hope is here, and people are going to start getting better. And
being a grandparent and being nervous about your own grandkids, of having to stay away from your grandkids, that's really very traumatic. Rajiv and Estelle Desai now join us from Goa. Rajiv, what was your experience like taking the vaccine? And can you share, the whole technological aspect of it, having to register on an app or choose to walk in, did that floor you and Estelle in any way?
No, actually, that wasn't so much so difficult. Our daughter also helped us, and we are okay with computers, so we were able to get all that done. What struck me, and we are not in Goa, by the way, we are back in Delhi, and we took the vaccine in Delhi. So when we went to the hospital, I found that the professional staff were very eager and solicitous. But they had a procedure to follow, which obviously seems to have been set by some bureaucratic monstrosities. And so there was legislation, there was complete confusion, and it took us much longer than it should have.
Okay.
So that led me to the conclusion that they left it pretty much to the bureaucrats, and the bureaucrats pretty much lorded it over the professionals, and created a Franz Kafka-like situation where something that could be finished in a half hour to 4 hours. But I'm not complaining. We've got the vaccine. We're waiting for another one.
Yes.
And actually, if the whole trick to dealing with this, I have found, is to use common sense. We didn't go nuts and say, don't come near me, stay the hell away from me. Nothing. We behaved as normally as we could. And so, when you have two grandchildren who are jumping all over you, what can you do?
Well, despite all of this, then, we've been hearing stories about the patients, the courtesy of medical staff, dealing with long queues, dealing with systems put in place, as you put it, by bureaucrats. But they've really been at the front line working all these months and making a success story that, the world is watching. And we're filled with gratitude and respect for these health workers. We have someone else joining us, Vishwanathan Anand, 79 years old. Mr. Anand, your quick reaction, response, what was your experience like taking the vaccine?
Well, actually, my experience was very seamless. I was able to register on the first day, though with a bit of difficulty because I think the servers were overloaded. But after having registered on the appointed date, I had chosen a center in Mulchand Hospital. The whole process was surprisingly very, very seamless. I was told, we'd have to sit in the sun and so on and so forth, and we'd have to wait for hours. But actually, there was a very comfortable seating place. I didn't need an umbrella to keep the sun out. I didn't need my packet of biscuits or water. Everything was available there. The staff were overworked, not because of anything else, but mentally also, the people who go there for the vaccination tend to sometimes not follow procedures or, you know, stick to queues and so on and so forth. So you could see that the staff were very patiently handling it.
Sure. And we've just started the process for senior citizens from the 1st of March. They've been doing it since the 15th of Jan. So just imagine how overworked they are. But thank you all for joining us tonight. The message clearly going out is that go get your vaccine if you can. I'm going to leave you with visuals of Prabhavati Kedkar, an Andheri resident who marked her 100th birthday on Friday. And she was surprised by a cake by the hospital staff where she had gone to receive the coronavirus vaccine. So again, all of us here express our respect and gratitude, gratefulness to the healthcare workers who've been working for months on end to protect us. And perhaps if we can all pitch in, India can become a role model on how to vaccinate a billion people at scale, speed, and in a trusted manner. Thank you for joining us on We the People. Bye-bye.